cumulative effect for both of just the ticket price.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I hear a lot of things that are going on, and maybe not. And I'm the kind of person that tries to get information directly and tries to see aspects and different points of view, not only as a former physician, but as an American and a principal. So my question is this. Can you give us the status? And what I'm saying, the community, I for one am here to ask you that, in behalf of some members of the community who have been asked, what is the status of the role of, quote, first of all, fine arts, quote, half the time fine arts coordinator, which is the last decision that was for me? Where is that? What progress has been made? Curriculum standards, grade level performance standards, and things like that. There are teachers that are coming into the district that I have heard that do not have the material that they should have to be following some of the state standards. So I think I'm not going to use all 3 minutes right now. I guess that's it. You may. I want the answers to those questions. So that we can have an understanding of how this board is leading in this very important area, important to all children. But sometimes it's quiet and those arts that make it, the rest of the subjects tolerable for these kids. And we know we have a very impressive culture in this area, and many, many people are very concerned about that. So I'll just end with that.
Well, I'm from the first world.
The halftime position that's left is a position that last year was half of the coordinator position. Its role is to work totally within the community and coordinate with community groups, activities, those kind of things. That has not been filled. We are actually talking with people from the Overture Center and others in town of who this kind of person would be the best kind of person to have to do this kind of work. Because in my mind, anyway, that job is very different than the fine arts coordinator job. It's two completely different things. Because here you're talking about somebody that has connections in the community, that is a developer more than they're a fine arts coordinator kind of person. So it's a very different kind of job.
But that may be a matter of opinion, because a person does have to know the school system in order to do that.
That position we will be filling as soon as we possibly can. But it is totally a position dealing with the external arts community, not the internal arts community. Policy 8005 on the information that I'm going to give to the board tomorrow will require some revision. As you know, we do plan to give something to the board to revise that. And it has to do with how arts teachers and others are employed.
Physical education counselors, special education.
Our plan and the way we try to deal with this, what we've done is we've taken all the duties of that fine arts coordinator that were defined for the fine arts coordinator, and then figured where was the best place to try to do those duties. The actual curriculum work and the work toward.
Can you please tell us how you have seen those fit within the school curriculum?
I will release that to the board tomorrow.
Oh, you will?
Yes. I was going to give you off the top of my head some of the things that you'd asked.
Okay.
The curriculum work, Our plan would be to bring together a committee of teachers who would oversee the curriculum work in the district. We did that with counselors last year, I think, very effectively. Now, whether it'll work here, I don't know. But that's the approach that we would plan to take here. I am not aware of people who don't have materials. If we do, then they need to contact us and we need to find out about it.
Yes.
Well,
if they don't even know, some people don't even know maybe that they even should have some materials.
Well, I would hope that we're not hiring people that don't have materials.
Well, I know. Yeah. I asked another new hire and they didn't have those materials. So, I mean, that's saying something.
Just to clarify, in adopting the budget, there was the proposal to eliminate the 0.5 fine arts coordinator was adopted. If we were to change that, it would require one of the people who voted in favor of eliminating it to ask for reconsideration and put it back on the table. Anyone who voted in the majority can do that.
Well, excuse me, but I thought we had Clarence Sherrod clarifying and put that rule for us, and that reconsideration is for the session in which that's made, but we're not all precluded permanently from the motion or not. But the night of, or during the session, Robert's rule is that you can't go back and change it, but 6 weeks later, anybody can make that motion.
I
think we should have some clarification.
That's very different from my understanding in the past.
So basically, then, if we're going to, if you mentioned that you're going to propose a policy of 8005 now, then evidently the screening, interviewing, hiring has been done in the non-compliance with the board policy. It would be that then, because if you haven't passed that, then that's what it would be. And the thing about it is I know a lot of administrators don't know about that policy because they did not work specifically with it, and that's why I know that. And so basically what has been done, the team board members may have been done in non-compliance with the policy. Not yours, but the board policy. Okay. Thank you, sir.